Now, have you ever received negative comments about your weight? Well, new research shows that a third of all British adults have been bullied by strangers over their looks and weight, both in the street and indeed via social media. And half of all residents in Northern Ireland have had negative remarks made about them. Are we a nation then of brazen fat shamers, or can these comments indeed be seen as constructive? Joining me is the weight loss expert Steve Miller this morning and the size acceptance campaigner Catherine Trozetsky. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning.
Catherine, first of all, to you, have you ever been bullied? Have you ever been the victim of fat shaming?
Well, of course. Anybody who's a larger size has had that. I don't know anybody who hasn't had it. Even people of what we call an average size have been called names and whatever. That's just, it seems to be part of our culture. And to me, that's completely wrong. It shouldn't happen like this. People shouldn't have to tolerate comments about their appearance at all, really. I don't think it's valid. It's the same as commenting on someone's, you know, appearance, just for the sake of their appearance. It's bullying because of how you look. It's wrong.
Is it wrong, Steve? Because there are some people out there who feel that a bit of tough love is what's needed.
I think it's all about definition. I think Catherine's right that, you know, if she's saying that you do not walk around the streets calling people names because of their size, I absolutely agree with that. If you're talking about fat shaming, in what I call constructive fat shaming, which is tough love, then obviously that can be very constructive for a lot of people. You know, so for example, when I was too fat, the softly approach didn't work for me, and I had to be very tough on myself as well as listening to my partner saying, come on, you're putting weight on, you're getting too fat. And that really helped me. And there are surprisingly a lot of people out there that, you know, receive a bit of tough love, and it motivates them, because we have to remember that motivation isn't just about the carrot, it's also about the stick.
Coming from a family member, Steve, is one thing, but coming from somebody you don't know, completely different.
Yeah,
well, oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's all about context. And if, you know, the last thing I would do is walk around the streets, and if I see someone that is too fat, shout over to them and say, hey, fatty, don't you think you should do something about it? That is wrong. However, do I agree that, for example, this is an example of constructive fat shaming that I'm going to give you. So if I go to a restaurant and I open the menu and the menu says, if you are too fat, think before ordering, I think that's a good thing.
Really?
Because at the end of the day, I want to protect my health. And I also want to be reminded in a very direct way to take responsibility. Now, what I'm saying is that approach, that specific one example approach, will work for many people. It won't work for everyone. I'm the first
one
to hold my hand.
And it will offend some people as well. Catherine, how would you feel if you sat down, opened a menu and had that message across it?
I would think that's disgraceful. That's not a way to treat a customer in any context whatsoever. I would leave that restaurant immediately, and I would encourage other people not to go there. Mm-hmm. I think fat shaming is fat shaming within the family or not. I think it's actually worse in the family that somebody bullies you and tells you how, you know, you don't look correct.
But would you not accept that it might work for some people and not for others, that there may be some merit in it?
What do you mean work? Do you mean that someone's shamed enough to feel humiliated enough that they starve themselves? No, that's not work. To work, for anybody should feel proud of how they look, no matter how they look. I don't think there should be a barrier to feeling good about yourself and having self-confidence. Having that taken away by a stranger or by someone in your family is wrong, full stop. But this is totally wrong. Somebody should be encouraged if they want to be a different size or shape. Fair enough. Encourage them. But not bullying them, not shaming them and saying you're wrong. This is something desperately wrong with you. You're unacceptable. Telling anyone, this is something I really get passionate about when children, telling a child they're unacceptable because of the size of their body is totally wrong in any context, full stop.
Steve?
Well, it is. Of course it is. It's not about saying to someone that you are an unacceptable human being because you're too fat. That, of course, that's wrong. But at the end of the day, sometimes we have to be, you know, the truth hurts. We have to be cruel to be kind, to, number one, save somebody's life, potentially, and also, surprisingly, help them increase their confidence. And it is quite amazing how many people do react positively when you actually say to them, you're too fat, you need to do something about it, and you give them some home truth. It's not for everybody, but it is for many.
Okay, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Well, that's it from all of us on the...